Good evening, Lowell. This is Elijah Wilcox, and tonight's girls' varsity basketball game will be broadcasted by Kyle Stauffer, Connor Rapson, and Trey Coulier.
Hello, and welcome back to Lowell High School on this fine Tuesday evening for some girls' varsity basketball action. Tonight, we got the 1-2 Lowell Red Arrows as they host the 2-2 Jennison Wildcats in what should be an exciting matchup. I'm Connor Rapson. Along to my left is Trey Coulier, and to my right we have Kyle Stauffer. And Trey, why don't you get us started with the starting lineup for Jennison Wildcats?
For the Jennison Wildcats starting lineups, number one, Reese Stedman Jr. Number three, Selena Titus, a senior. Number five, Rudy Maynard. She's a guard and a senior for this Wildcats team. Number 14, Jesse Stickler, a forward. She's a junior. And to round it off for the Jennison Wildcats is number 15, Bryn Butler, guard and forward, sophomore starter for this Jennison Wildcats team. Could see if she has a big impact on this game tonight.
Thank you, Trey, and Jennison's head coach, Zach Darling. And now for the Lowell starting lineup.
Number three, Allison Munson. She's a senior. Number four, sophomore starter, Taylor Graham. Number 10, Reese Wagman, a senior. Number 21, Ava McCormick. And number 22 to round it off for your Lowell Red Arrows starting lineup is Madeline Hayes, another sophomore starter for this Lowell Red Arrows team. She had a very big impact on the last game, putting up over 20 points.
Last time these two teams tipped off, back on December 20th of 2022, Lowell came out with a dominant 30-point win at home here at Lowell High School. Lowell 79, Jennison 49. And with that, we get set for tip-off. Allison Munson for Lowell. 8 minutes on the clock for the first period. Tip-off is up, and it was Bryn Butler for Jennison taking it. Ava McCormick gets the first ball over to Graham. Graham trying to pass it to this near baseline. Barely kept in by Munson. Munson to the left side corner. Stolen by Jennison. They'll take it to the left corner. Faking the three is Butler. Butler back to the top for Titus. Titus to Stickler. And driving left side paint is Titus, and Titus will put it up on the left side to end the shutout.
Yeah, 2-0 Jennison now, just about a minute into this game, starting off quick. Lowell's got to limit turnovers tonight.
McCormick, high pass to Graham to the right corner, where stands Maddie Hayes. She goes for two and just barely getting the net. She was kind of on that 3-point line.
Yeah, not really a bad shot. It was a good look for Madeline Hayes. She's looking to score. She can definitely do a lot. Just got to make sure you follow through with your baskets.
Bringing it up for Jennison is Reese Stedman. Stedman bounce pass to the right wing. 3-point shot, no good, well over the basket. That was Bryn Butler. And it'll go out of bounds. Lowell ball, 2-0 first quarter. No fouls. Jennison leading with 6:43 remaining in the first quarter. Bringing it up court will be Taylor Graham for Lowell. Graham to McCormick. McCormick thinking about driving left side, pumps back out. Goes for the layup left side, no good. Got deflected, and under the basket for the rebound and to put it back up is Maddie Hayes. Tie this ball game up at 2. Lowell playing half court defense. Titus over to the left wing for Stickler. Stickler for 3, and her shot is good. Make it 5-2, Jennison. Graham driving to the left side, far corner. Driving it in was Hayes. Hayes puts a layup, no good. Gets her own rebound. Back out. Graham shot no good, and that one will just bounce off the rim and out of bounds in front of the visitor student section.
Yeah, Lowell right now, they've kind of they haven't been able to follow through with a lot of – they've had really good open looks tonight, just can't finish their shots.
Titus to Maynard. Her two-point, no good, deep two-point kind of in that near corner. And it'll go out of bounds. Last touch by Lowell. Jennison ball under their own basket. Inbounding is Butler. Butler to Titus. Back to Butler for three from the Lowell bench. No good. Shot blocked by Hayes. Taking the shot was Stickler. And that'll be Graham. Graham will take it up court for being tipped out of bounds by Rudy Maynard. Lowell ball. Taylor Graham to inbound. 5:32 remaining in the first quarter. You'll get it to Allison Munson. Munson for two just above the free throw line, and her shot's no good off the backboard. Trying to go for the rebound was RJ Wagaman. To no avail, Jensen ball. Lowell now with full court press.
Score is 2-2 with 5 minutes and 18 seconds to play in this first quarter.
Titus takes it up, gets tripped, no foul, able to pass it off safely to Butler in the waiting wing. And it will be Maynard who steps out of bounds trying to find a pass, no good. Turnover back on Lowell. Lots of turnovers so far, mainly on out of bounds balls. Taking up Graham. Graham right side tries to put a shot up and it's blocked by Butler on the right side just under the basket. Jennison takes the ball quickly. Stedman, high pass intended for Maynard. No good, intercepted by Lowell. Graham trying to pass it. This one's deflected and scramble. Coming up with it easily though is Allison Munson. Munson will slow it down and give it over to McCormick. McCormick to Wagaman. Wagaman drives back in, pump fake, and decides not to take it. Tried passing it back out to McCormick. Tipped by Jennison and going out of bounds. Lowell retained possession in front of the Jennison bench in that far right corner.
And coming in for Jennison is going to be number 33, Leia Stokebert. In for Reese Stedman, and for the Arrows is going to be Layla Risden, and for Ava McCormick.
Wagaman was a three on the right wing, no good, and it will remain low ball following tipped out of bounds by Jennison. 4:25 remaining in the first quarter. Jennison leads 5-2. Wagaman inbound pass to Munson. Munson tries to turn and put up, but no good. But with the rebound is Maddie Hayes, who goes behind her back, puts a layup, and draws a foul. So she'll get an and one chance to tie it up at five with 4:21 remaining in this first quarter. First foul of the game on Jennison. That's on Leah Stopker. And free throw's good. Make it 5-5 tie ball game. Bringing it up, Butler. Butler to the right side, handoff to Titus. Titus, tip, pass is tipped. Maynard comes up with it for three in the near side corner with Stickler. No good. Lowell with rebound. Graham brings it up through center. Loses control, able to pick it up and gets it off to Risden. Risden to Wagaman, over to Allison Munson for a three just left to center. That one's no good. And we'll get a jump ball possession arrow favoring Jennison. Lowell forcing the jump ball. 3:47 remaining in the first quarter. 5-5 tie game. Titus to Butler. Butler to Maynard. And I will take it up right side wing. Gets it under the hoop to Leah Stopker, and she will put it in for two. Jennison once again regaining the lead. Graham to Risden. Risden takes it to the right elbow and calls it good before passing it out to Munson. Munson sets the screen for Wagaman. Back to Munson. Munson driving left side towards the paint. Looking for Jensen looking for travel to no avail. Hayes, right side, single hand layup, no good. Stopker with the rebound for Jensen. Jensen passing down quickly, but only got one player down. That's Maynard. And it'll be Titus who gives out plays near center. Titus behind her back spins, drives into the paint, quickly gets it out to the left corner. That's Maynard. Her three is no good. Stopker with the rebound. Her layup is no good. It'll be Allison Munson with the rebound. 2:44 remaining in the first quarter, 7-5, Jensen lead. Graham, right side paint, gets ball knocked. Layla Risden with three. Her shot's no good. We'll get a foul under the basket as it was Butler pushing, getting a little shovey to RJ Wagaman. Second foul for Jensen. Butler's first.
Score is 7-5, Jensen on top with 2.5 minutes to play in the first quarter.
Looking for a throw is Wagaman. She gets it off to Taylor Graham, has struggled with it, trying to find an open pass, gets it to Allison Munson. Munson to Hayes. Hayes with three from the wing. That one's no good. Rebound to Graham. Graham to Wagaman. Wagaman shot no good. And Hayes tries to put up another shot following her rebound on the left side of the paint, just under the basket. Her shot no good. Jensen finally able to recover the ball. Maynard stuck in the left wing. Gets a bounce pass over to Titus. Titus falling hard. Just on the right side of the elbow. We'll say fouls on RJ Wagaman. Her first, Lowell's first, with exactly 2 minutes to play left in this first quarter. Jensen leads 7-5.
And coming back in is gonna be the starting guard, Reese Stedman. She'll come in for the injured Selena Titus now as she hobbles off the court.
Maynard to the left corner where Stickler stands. She decides against the three, drives in. Layup's no good, but draws the obvious foul, so she'll go to the line for two. Chance to extend this to a two-possession lead.
The foul goes on Layla Risden, her first, team second now, just 4 seconds apart.
First shot is good.
And Ava McCormick is going to check in the game now for Reese Wagaman, getting her first minutes of the night.
Second shot, no good. That one off the right side of the rim. And it'll be Jensen getting the rebound via Stopker, but her big toe just barely going out of bounds right in front of the Lowell student section. 1:54 left in the first quarter. Jensen by three, 8-5. Graham to bring it up for Lowell to the right side. Bounce pass in between the wing and the corner. To Hayes, Hayes to Munson. Munson stuck in the right corner looking for somewhere to go. She gets up to McCormick. McCormick for three, and that one is good. Tie this ball game up at 8. Once again, 1:30 remaining in the first quarter. Two fouls for each team.
Had a close game last Friday. It's looking pretty good so far tonight as there's just about 1 minute to play here in this first quarter as we're tied at 8.
Maynard will bring it up, loses the ball, barely keeping it as Stopker, and she'll throw it, bouncing off of Hayes. It'll go out of bounds at the baseline. It'll be Jensen ball.
Good defensive possession here from the Arrows. Multiple tip passes and just causing chaos on the court.
Yeah, that goes too with lots of the turnovers. Just good defense all around. As Stedman gets it off to Titus, who's back following her hard fall. Titus passes it to Stopker with a little difficulty as it was tipped, but Stopker still comes up with it, but has to get back off to Titus. Titus looking for a three on the far side wing to no avail. Stead gets it off to Stickler. Stickler falls, somehow able to get the pass off. Now it's with Titus in the left corner. Titus for three, no good, in and out. Stopker with the rebound. Her shot's no good. Tries to get her own rebound. Instead, just tips it back out. Where stands Stedman? Stedman at center of the three-point arc. To the left wing for Stickler. Stickler to the left corner. Titus will bring it up to the free throw line. Bounce pass And it'll be Stopker who tries to put up a shot but is fouled. So with 19.5 seconds left of the first quarter, it's an 8-8 tie ball game, as going to the line is Stopker for two.
That foul going on Ava McCormick, her first team third.
Yeah, she just wasn't able to get her hands up quick enough, and that's where the foul gets called.
Ava McCormick, one of two Lowell players tonight with a points on the board. She has 3 of 8, the other one being Madeline Hayes with 5 of 8.
Stoker's first shot too high, as he'll miss the net and rim completely. Chance to make it a 1-point lead. Second shot is good off the back of the rim and in. Hayes passes it in. Titus, the lone Jennison Wildcat, down to defend. The rest of the team will head back. McCormick driving left side, and we'll get an offensive foul on Allison Munson.
Moving screen on that one there. Just didn't keep the feet planted and try to go out of her way while McCormick was trying to break through and drive into the paint there.
Yeah, we've seen Lowell using Munson for screens pretty much all throughout this game. Just messed up one time as Titus brings it down with 5 seconds left. Over to Stedman. Stedman for three as time almost expires, and it'll be Hayes who comes up with it and Taylor Graham, and not able to get a shot off as time expires. Low scoring first quarter, 9-8. Jennison leads. Lowell with 4 fouls that quarter, Jennison with 2, as they will reset.
And this will be a good time to thanks of our WRWW underwriters and sponsors. Thank you to Kathy and Gary Kemp, Raised Up LLC, My Hometown Furnishings, Bernard's Ace Hardware, and Michael Curtis Farm Bureau Insurance Agency. Those are some of our platinum donors, and thank you for sponsoring WRWW.
And Jennison heading into this game with the record of 2-2 following losses in their last two games after winning their first two. Most recent game and loss being at home against the still undefeated 5-0 Zealand East squad last Friday, which they fell 53-37. Lowell also heading into this game with a loss at home against an undefeated 4-0 team, this time the Northie Wildcats on Friday. And it was a nail biter as they lose 46-42.
And if you're just joining us, going into the second quarter, the score is currently 9-8. Jennison on top of the arrows here at Red Arrows Main Home Gym. Once again on top, 9-8 as we're start of this second quarter. Very contested game, very defensive so far up to this point.
Lowell will start with possession as they had possession arrow. It'll be Wagaman inbounding it most likely to Graham. Graham trying to pass it, and it'll be blocked by Stedman, who tries keeping it alive, but to no avail, as the ball goes swinging out of bounds. Wagaman to Hayes, to Graham once again, back to Wagaman. Bounce pass to Graham, this one's intercepted by Titus, one-on-one situation, and her layup's no good. The fight for the rebound, following series of passes, end up back in the hands of Titus, right side layup is good, just with her hop starting just outside the paint, make it 11-8, Jennison lead. Picking up the ball is Wagaman in the wing. Over to Frey. Frey to Hayes. Hayes driving in left side off the backboard, and that one is good, 11-10. Titus brings it up to left wing, over to Stedman. Stedman driving, tries to put up a shot. Foul to the disbelief of Maddie Hayes as a foul is called on her. Her first, team's first of the quarter, as it's 11-10. Jennison lead 7-08 remaining in the second quarter. First shot for Stedman is up and good. Her first points.
If you're wondering why you haven't heard Grayson Hamilton's name yet, the senior for the Arrows, it's because she's currently sitting in the jumpsuit for the warm-ups that they normally wear out today with some sort of injury, we would assume.
Also out tonight for the Arrows is also Lynn Melby, who got injured in their last game, injuring her right knee, the one with the knee brace, who's in crutches today actually as well.
Stedman missing her second shot, but Jensen able to force the ball out on Lowell. It'll be Titus to Stedman. 12-10 remain Jensen lead in the second quarter. Kuipers over to DeLayan. DeLayan stuck in the wing, gets it off to Stedman and trying to intercept it, but ends up tipping out of bounds as Taylor Graham, the sophomore. 6:43 remaining in the second quarter.
Jensen on top, 12-10 currently here in Lowell.
Stickler intercepted by R.J. Wagaman. R.J. Wagaman bounce pass to Graham, no good. And Lowell will get the rebound, put the shot up. That one's no good. It was Hayes, but Hayes fouled on her way up. Chance to tie it up once again at 12. 6:35 remaining the second quarter. One foul for each. That foul was on Selena Titus, her first of the game. Hayes' first shot is good. 1-point game.
Now subbing in for the Wildcats is going to be Bryn Butler in for, I believe, Avery Culpers.
Second shot is up and good. Tie this game up once again, this time at 12. Hayes so far with 9 of the 12 points for Lowell. Bringing up right side of Stedman. Stedman passed Titus via hand off. Titus spin pass to Stedman. Stedman passing it off and going for three was Stickler.
Now after a very fast-paced game up to this point, it's all tied at 12s with 6 minutes, 20 seconds to play in this first half as Taylor Graham brings it up from the Arrows after the inbound from R.J. Wagaman. R.J. Wagaman, she's at the left wing, back to Graham, over to Risden on the right side. Everyone calling for ball. Taylor Graham underneath, and from the left wing, Reese Wagaman for three, no good. And then Smith, Allison Smith, puts it up, gets it to go, and one. And she puts the Arrows up by two with 5:55 to play in this first half.
Good ball movement on that time around. R.J. Wagaman puts up the shot, doesn't get it to go, but Allison Smith able to get the rebound and put up another shot. Get the putback shot to go with the and one opportunity falling as well to put them up by three. It's now 15-12.
That foul's on Bryn Butler as Reese Stedman's going to bring it up now after the inbound from Butler. Butler, she's got it at the top of the key, dribbling around on Risden in coverage. Jesse Stickler driving in, double teamed right when she gets in the paint and gets a clean pass to Titus. Titus, top of the key, shooting a three. That one is good. Getting it to fall, Reese Stedman, as Taylor Graham's going to have it for the Red Arrows now. She's at the logo, left side, R.J. Wagaman has it. Left wing gets it to the leading scorer, Madeline Hayes, with 9 on the night. Madeline Hayes dribbling around. She's a sophomore along with Layla Risden and Taylor Graham also on the floor. She'll get it. Allison Smith almost put up the mid-range as Layla Risden puts up a shot, and she's fouled on the way up, so she will go to the line for two.
On that last defensive possession there for the Arrows, just a late closeout from Taylor Graham allowed for the open look for the 3-point to tie this game right back up at 15.
Is looking to check in for the Arrows is Allison Munson. As Risden's first shot is no good off the back iron, just bouncing straight out. It's going to be Allison Munson in for Allison Smith now. Risden's second shot is good after a little bounce around, then off the backboard goes back in as the Arrows lead 16-15 now with 5 minutes, 10 seconds to play in this second quarter. Now on the left wing, that's going to be Stickler. Stickler, she gets trapped by Madeline Hayes, barely gets the pass off for a quick catch and shoot. Selena Titus shot no good, going right in the hands of Risden. 2-on-1 for Madeline Hayes and Taylor Graham. Hayes driving, gets it stolen. Layla Risden puts up a shot, no foul, but they'll say it was tipped out of bounds. Arrows retain possession.
They had the 2-on-1 look, but slowed things down and ended up getting caught in their tracks. And that's what caused the collapse and out of bounds shot eventually.
As Taylor Graham inbounds it to Allison Munson. Shot no good for three was Layla Risden. Rebound goes back to the Arrows. Offensive rebound been a key tonight, with their shooting percentage has not been so good. Madeline Hayes gets it underneath and will call it off, and I believe a reach in there on Jennison. That was on Reese Stedman. As McCormick will check into the game for Madeline Hayes. It'll actually be Layla Risden coming out of the game for McCormick.
Faked you out with that one there.
Yeah, as Taylor Graham comes in the game. Ava McCormick, left wing, was open. Drives in, puts up a left-handed layup, and it'll say just goes out of bounds off of her. Got smacked right back down into her. Wildcats basketball with 4.5 minutes to play in this first half. 16-15, Arrows up by one over the Wildcats. Selena Titus been bringing it up all night for the Wildcats, and she'll do it again. Titus, left side, she's double-teamed. Now she'll put up a shot off the glass, doesn't get it to go. Rebound goes for Reese Wagaman. Reese Wagaman on a breakaway. And Wagaman gets the two to go. Arrows take a three-point lead after Wagaman taking advantage of the quick rebounding. Selena Titus, little fumble with the inbound as she retains it now, almost losing it again as she'll get it up to Stedman. Stedman directing traffic a little bit. She'll dribble with her left hand on the left side. Trying to post up on Taylor Graham. Puts it up and it is blocked as Ava McCormick gets it. And they'll say as she got it, slapping her hands was Bryn Butler. So Arrows basketball.
Lowell shoot free throws now as McCormick goes to the line after getting into the bonus, as that is Jennison's fifth team foul in the second quarter with 3:52 still to play.
As McCormick's first shot falls, the Arrows will take the 4-point lead, as coming into the game is going to be Rudy Maynard. And for Bryn Butler, Allison Smith also looking to check back in the game as the second shot is no good and it will be tipped out of bounds. They'll say on Allison Munson going for the board.
Allison Smith will check into the game for Maddie Hayes.
As bringing it down is going to be Reese Stedman. She has it at the logo, covered tightly by Graham. She's going to get a screen now. Now she'll pass it to the left wing. That's Rudy Maynard. Maynard bringing it underneath. Almost did the reverse layup. Doesn't. Now open on the left wing. Doesn't get a shot off of Stedman. Stedman left side to Titus. Titus pump faking. Driving in on RJ Wagaman, now taking the three. Stedman gets it to fall. 19-18 now with 3 minutes, 18 to play in this first half. Taylor Graham covered by Stedman. She'll get it over to McCormick. McCormick left wing. McCormick now Allison Munson over all the way, finding its way to RJ Wagaman. Wagaman, she's going to do a little pass. That's Munson. Munson puts it up. No good. Rebound goes to Graham as Allison Smith has it. Ava McCormick for the three from the wing. No good off the front of the rim and will bounce out of bounds on the Arrows. As Allison Smith was fighting for the rebound, doesn't get it, so goes out of bounds. Score is 19-18. As Titus will bring it up for the Wildcats, as it just got silent here in this gym. As Titus has it, she'll go on the right wing, dribbling around, does a little spin. Now it's left wing, another three for Stedman. Doesn't get it to go. Rebound goes to Graham. Graham's got it up that right baseline. She's going to dribble around looking for something over RJ Wagaman. Takes the three, left-hander. No good as Allison Munson slaps back the rebound, but they'll say over the back foul. That was Allison Munson. That was her team or second personal foul, team second.
And now Maddie Hayes will check back into the game for Allison Munson after that second foul.
Selena Titus has it now. calling for a play. She's got it at the logo. She'll get it left side. That's Stickler. Stickler now over to the right side to Maynard. Maynard tapped away by Ava McCormick, going out of bounds. Jennison basketball. Love to see that from the Arrows defense, playing aggressive with 2 minutes, 9 seconds to play in this first half, as the inbound is going to go to Rudy Maynard. Maynard, left side, pump faking actually is Stickler. Stickler now back to Maynard. Maynard dribbling around. Now it's going to be putting up another three as Reese Stedman gets it to go. Her second of the quarter as they now lead by two, 21-19. And now Taylor Graham tries to pass it up. It's going to be intercepted by Titus. Titus bringing it up. 2-on-2 for the Wildcats. Puts up a shot. No good. Off the glass. Rebounding as there's going to be a jump ball between R.J. Wagaman and Jesse Stickler. Favor in possession of Jennison.
And as you were saying there, with Stedman's three-pointer, that puts her to double digits. Leads Jennison today with 10 points now.
Is actually also leading all of scoring tonight as the highest low scorer is 22. Madeline Hayes with 9. Is now it's going to be Taylor Graham gets the steal. 1-on-2 opportunity and no good. Off the glass, he'll go out of bounds as she missed it. And it'll say last touch by Leia Stopker as it goes out of bounds. There is a 30-second timeout called on the floor now. That was by Jennison coach Zach Darling.
Earlier we talked to the Lowell and Jensen coach, and Lowell's coach, Travis Slinger, he said that Lowell's key focuses today are going to be closing and contesting threes, but their main focus was going to be slowing down on offense and successfully transitioning while running, and we just haven't exactly seen that to the full effect, as they're still struggling with these fast offensive transitions that we all have been seeing.
Yes.
Just giving up unnecessary turnovers. So maybe during halftime we remind them to slow that offense down, take that time to regroup.
As RJ Wagaman looking to inbound, Lowell running a little play here as RJ Wagaman's going to inbound it to Madeline Hayes, putting up a shot, no good, after hitting the bottom of the rim, tightly contested as she's fighting for it again. There'll be a foul called, this fighting strongest Titus gets the foul called. As that foul's on Madeline Hayes.
Team's third of the quarter, and Layla Risden will check in for Hayes.
That's going to be Jennison Wildcats basketball. Stedman has it. She's going to inbound it to Titus. Slowly bring it up the court as we're rounding down to a minute to play in this first half. It's Titus with the basketball, covered by Reese Wagaman. Has not came out of the game tonight. Over to Stedman. Stedman left side. Now it's in the left corner for Rudy Maynard. Maynard going to do a little handoff to Stedman. Stedman pivoting around. Now it's Titus with it. Titus doing a little Euro step off the glass. No good. Rebounding, going back to Jennison after a fight for it. Pump faking. That is Jesse Stickler. Stickler is going to get to the right corner. Almost thought about the deep contested three, and she will shoot it now. Nothing but net for Selena Titus, making it look easy as there's 35 seconds to play in this first half. Arrows down 24-19 to the Jennison Wildcats. Taylor Graham with it over to Layla Risden with 25 seconds left. Over to McCormick. McCormick finds the lane, puts up a shot. No foul called as it's no good. Trying to get a jump ball as taken by Jesse Stickler with 15 seconds. Will go out of bounds. Red Arrows basketball as Taylor Graham fights for it. Causes the turnover as it's going to be Lowell basketball.
16.8 to play in the first half here.
As it looks like Lowell might go for the last shot here as we're down to 10 seconds to play in this first half. McCormick dribbling around on Stedman over Layla Risden. Pump fake, drives in. They'll call it travel on Layla Risden after a pump fake. Jennison ball back with 4 seconds to play. Looks like Selena Titus is going to get the ball, and she's probably going to take the last shot, as that's who I would probably want to, as we're down to 4 seconds left. 3, 2, one, as she puts up a logo shot off the glass, no good. So going into halftime, Jennison Wildcats will be on top of the Lowell Red Arrows 24-19 with 10 minutes halftime on the clock. Welcome back to Lowell High School. I'm Trey Coolier. On my right, Connor Rapson and Kyle Stauffer, as we have an interesting game so far tonight. It was pretty close up until those closing minutes of that second quarter, as the score is now 24-19. 1 point, Lowell is up 19-18, I believe. So Jennison ending with a nice run led by Reese Stedman and Selena Titus. Titus with 7, Stedman with 10. Leading the score for the Lowell side is Madeline Hayes with 9 on the night. As it'll be Arrows basketball. In case you're wondering, earlier today we did have games where the JV squad for the Arrows won 49-26. Freshmen also won big 32-14. Started the game up 22-0, so pretty impressive stuff as Lowell's going for the sweep tonight. As Madeline Hayes has it on that right wing. Underneath, Allison Smith, dangerous pass. Now intercepting is Selena Titus. Now to Reese Stedman. Now gets back to Titus in the corner, does a little step back. Underneath, wide open, puts up a shot. Now is Brim Butler, doesn't get it to fall. Board goes to Graham. Graham at the logo, top of the key. She's going to dribble around a little bit, looking for someone open. Gets it to McCormick, getting pushed to the ground. Foul on Titus as Graham helps up Titus, or excuse me, McCormick. Arrows basketball. 7.5 minutes to play in the third quarter as if you're just joining us, the score is 24-19. Jennison Wildcats on top of the Lowell Red Arrows. Madeline Hayes, right corner. As tripping now, that was Reese Stedman as the pass is stolen from Hayes by Stickler. Stickler bringing it up. She'll get it over to Maynard. Maynard to Titus. Titus at the top of the key trying to make moves on Graham. Titus pointing people around. She'll get it underneath now. Now get makes its way to the right wing. Does a little step back. Rudy Maynard drives in. Passes it up to Butler. And Butler just kind of throws one straight in the air. Allison Munson gets it. Allison Munson has it, bringing it up for the Arrows. RJ Wagaman with the basketball. She's going to reset at the top of the key. Wagaman, she's going to do a bounce pass to McCormick. McCormick gets it driving in, left-handed scoop. No good, but they will call a double dribble on McCormick. Jennison basketball.
Yeah, she took a dribble, picked it up, stopped, and then went back. Drove down into the paint where they call that double dribble.
As Maynard has it, excuse me, that's actually Titus. She'll get it over to the right side to Stickler. Stickler now makes its way to Maynard at the top of the key to reset. Britton Butler didn't drive up, almost taking the three with Stedman. Stedman, she shot a few of those tonight. Gets it back to Titus. Left side to Maynard. Maynard over top of the key, pump faking. That was Stickler. And now they'll get it back to Stedman shooting a three, no good. She's 2-for-4 on the night. Is Taylor Graham with the 3-on-3, puts it up left-handed, doesn't get it to go. Rebound goes to Munson. Munson dribbling around, goes up for a shot, but they'll call it travel before anything. As there's 6 minutes to play in this third quarter of basketball. Jennison with it, no scores yet to so far in the third quarter. So we're 2 minutes into it. So with the basketball is Titus. Titus right wing. She's covered by Hayes now. Now go underneath. Low running a little 3-2 zone, it looks like, as Taylor Graham is. Now Titus gets it right side, top of the key. Stickler. Stickler driving in. Gets it right corner. 4-3. Doesn't get it to go. It's going to be tipped out of bounds by Reese Wagman. That shot was by Britton Butler. Jennison basketball still. There's 5 minutes 35 to play in this third quarter. Is 24-19. Jennison on top. Maynard has it. She's going to get it in to Titus. Titus, left wing. It's going to get over to Stedman. Stedman, three-point shooter, as getting someone to cut off the glass, getting it to fall. Bryn Butler, after a nice little cut, caught everyone off guard as Taylor Graham has the basketball. Now she's going to go for the pass, slapped right back down into her face. Sliding with it on the ground. Jennison wanting to travel as Hayes making a move, spins, puts up a shot off the glass, no good. Three Arrows fighting for the rebound. Comes up with Allison Munson. They will call a jump ball favor in possession of Jennison as Risden will check into the game for Arrows.
She'll check in for McCormick.
As Titus will get the inbound. to bring it up the court. Titus, very, very fast player on the fast break opportunities. As it's 26-19, she's made a big impact as she has 7 tonight. Pass underneath Stedman. Stedman shot blocked from behind, right into the hands of Reese Wagaman now. Wagaman gets it up. Allison Munson was open. Madeline Hayes in the wing, but it'll get tipped out of bounds before getting to her by Titus.
Yeah, just Munson not able to get a good look there, down too close to the rim, tried to kick it out, and it was tipped out by Titus.
As Madeline Hayes, after inbounding it from one corner, gets over to the other corner, she ends up with the basketball. Taylor Graham has it at the top of the key after the pass from Hayes. Layla Risden, top of the key, she'll pick up her dribble. Allison Munson. Reese Wagaman had a nice cut, doesn't get the pass to her. Now Munson's going to get it to Wagaman finally as Wagaman's going to dribble in, makes a move, gets a screen, nice play, gets it off the glass, no good, rebound goes right back to her. Madeline Hayes gets it from Wagaman. Madeline Hayes finds a wide open three, gets it to go. Madeline Hayes, she's got 12 now on the night. 22-26, Lowell cutting into the deficit as Titus has it for Jennison. Jennison left side to Maynard. Maynard getting trapped by two Lowell defenders. It's going to be tipped away as Jennison saving it. That was saved by Maynard. Now going up for a shot was Titus. Titus on the ground injured. Lowell's going to have a little power play, I guess you could call it, as Madeline Hayes has it with the 5-on-4 dribbling in. It'll be tipped out of bounds on, I believe it was Bryn Butler. As Titus, a little shaken up, is going to come out of the game now.
Favoring that left wrist of hers. That seems to be what she landed on as she landed out of bounds.
As Arrows retain possession, Taylor Graham's looking to inbound it. Gets it. Kayla Howell gets it to go. 2 seconds into her first seconds of playing time. Already gets a shot to fall as Lowell's only down by two now. 26-24 is the score with 3.5 minutes to play in the third quarter. With it's Reese Stedman. Reese Stedman left side to Butler. Butler stolen now as it gets tipped out of bounds, and Taylor Graham wants it to be on Jennison, and it is out on the Wildcats, so Arrows retain possession. So Graham will get the inbound from Wagaman. Graham at the logo. Calling for some help as she'll get Madeline Hayes on the right wing. Underneath, Layla Risden from the stripe. No good off the back iron. Rebound goes to Stedman.
Not enough arc on that one. Just hits the back iron straight on.
As Stedman has it top of the key, covered by Graham. As right corner pump faking. That's Butler. Butler gets it back top of the key. Pump faking again. It was Stickler stolen. Madeline Hayes, one-on-one opportunity. Hit hard from behind. Shoulder to the line for two more. As that shot was no good, so she got 2-shot opportunity.
That is Stickler's first foul. The starter just now getting her first foul as 2:39 to go. The first free throw falls for Maddie Hayes as McCormick will check in for Taylor Graham and Titus will check back in for Jennison. That wrist seems to be okay now as the second shot also falls. 2 for 2 from the line to tie this one up at 26 with 2:39 to go as Titus will walk it up just over half court now. Stops at the top of the key and then kicks it over to Stedman. Stedman with a quick three, catch and shoot, misses long. And now a deep pass from Maddie Hayes over to Howell. Howell up and under, doesn't get it to fall, and foul called after the rebound by Stopker. It'll be on the Arrows. That goes on Layla Risden, her second. So it'll be Jennison possession. That's the Arrows first of the quarter. Jennison only has two with 2:15 as walking it up again will be Titus. Just crosses over the half-court stripe. Pat fakes the pass but picked up her dribble, so had to pass it anyways there, as now it's back over to Stedman. Stedman had a give-and-go opportunity. Didn't get it to fall on a three that missed long, but McCormick tried to make a pass that got blocked. Risden now jumps on it, and foul called as she dove on it. That's on Stopker.
That'll be Stopker's second and Jennison's third of the quarter as Lowell has gone on a 7-0 run to tie it up at 20-20 at 26 each in the third quarter, minute 55 remaining.
RJ Wagaman gets the inbound from Maddie Hayes. Wagaman stops at the half court, or the free throw line, excuse me, after driving down, gave it back to Hayes. Hayes now back over to Wagaman. Wagaman down low, over the head of Risden, goes out of bounds. It'll be Jennison ball. With a minute 40 to go now.
Trying to force it into the paint when.
As Taylor Graham's going to come into the game for RJ Wagaman as the score is all tied up at 26 apiece for Jennison and Lowell.
Stedman over to Titus for the inbound. Titus taking her time getting to the logo at half court this time. Just continues to walk. Nobody really inching up to go cover her either, as now Titus over to Stedman. Stedman kicks it over to Stickler. Stickler to the corner for Titus. Far corner three. It misses off the back iron and out of bounds. It'll be arrow possession as no one touched it after it hits the iron.
Hayes just letting it go out into that corner, maybe blocking just a little to keep Jennison away from the ball to make sure it goes out.
A minute 16 to go as Taylor Graham gets the inbound from Maddie Hayes, crosses over half court and sets up at the near wing. Passes tip, but still gets down to Maddie Hayes in the paint. A little fade out to the baseline, falls. It's now an Arrows lead, 28-26. Titus has it at the near wing, slows up and backs out, walks near the top of the key, now heads right back to where she was, stops her dribble, over to Stedman. Stedman looked at the three originally, stops as Kayla Howell covers. Over to Titus, open three, pump fake, drives down, floater, misses off the back iron, and now Maddie Hayes gets the rebound and picks it up, passes it up to Taylor Graham, who gets over half court. Ava McCormick has it at the far baseline, drives down to the block and has it knocked out. Jump ball called after on the ground was Kayla Howell and Stoker. It'll be Arrows possession as that the possession arrow is in favor of the Arrows. Stoker checked out, or excuse me, stays in. That was DeLayan checked out as now a shot is good from Kayla Howell inside the paint. Puts it to 30-26 now as Titus is set up at the far wing over to Maynard for three. Misses, but able to get the rebound is Stedman for the Wildcats of Jennison, and a long pass, stretch pass to Kayla Howell doesn't go. It goes out of bounds with 1.1 remaining. It's 30-28 after that bucket from Stedman, as you got to think that Titus is just going to instantly shoot it. Almost should just walk up a little before getting it, and that's what they'll do. They'll roll it, and it'll be picked up by Titus. She'll take a shot from just beyond the logo. It bounces off the backboard and hits the left iron. Misses as the Arrows have a two-point lead heading into the fourth quarter, and that'll be 30-28 as the fouls will reset.
Jennison set to take on Hamilton High School on Thursday at home at 7 p.m. Final game before Christmas break. Meanwhile, Lowell girls next game going to be on the 28th against Westphalia in the Cornerstone Holiday Tournament. They play their first game of the tournament at 10 in the morning on that Saturday. And then join us again this Friday as we will be bringing you all the action once again as the boys play their final game of the 2024 calendar year at home against DeWitt at 7 p.m. You can catch it here on 92.3 FM or anywhere on the world at lowellradio.org.
Yeah, and as well as this Friday game between Lowell and DeWitt, little Morgan DeCaver's kicker revenge game, if you want to call it, as the only football player on this basketball team. Well, it's kind of strange. We actually had three football players that also started for basketball last year, two as well as...
More than that, because you had Ben Gaskin, Jackson Reisbig. Did TJ Holland play? Or he played 2 years ago, I know
did,
for
yeah.
sure. I don't know if he played last year.
I don't think he played
year.
As a senior, but you also had Ben Gaskin, too.
You had...
Incredible point guard.
Yep. As now we set up for the fourth quarter here. Titus gets it at the logo to set up the fourth quarter, and a quick pass over to Maynard. Maynard gets it over to Stickler. Stickler back to Titus, back to Maynard. Tried to get it down low to Stoker. Doesn't happen as there are three arrows in the area tipped out by one of the three, either Taylor Graham, Allison Smith, or Ava McCormick. Either way, Jenison Wildcats basketball here as it'll be an inbound to Stickler at the far wing. Out to Titus at the top of the key. Top of the key goes down into the near corner for Stedman. Stedman kicks it and breaks it to the top of the key herself. Gets it down low to Stoker. Stoker puts up a shot, goes long off the backboard on the rebound. Titus puts up the reverse layup and gets it to go with a good roll. Travel called on Taylor Graham off the inbound. So a tie game at 30-30. Wildcats have all the momentum here as they just got the travel call.
Yeah. Bolt went on 11 unanswered to take a four-point lead, and then Jenison taking it right back and tying it up at 30.
Nearly had a chance to make it a 7-0 run as it was Stedman who had an open three look. It was off the front iron, but a turnover by the Arrows once again gives Jenison the ball right back, drives baseline and tipped out. That was a pass. Maynard tried to get it into the paint to Stoker. Doesn't get it through and gives the Arrows the ball back after going out of bounds. The ball was tipped out of bounds by Stoker. She's not able to control it as McCormick got the inbound, then gave it right back to Taylor Graham. Taylor Graham walked it up and sets up at the near wing. Over to Howell, set up kind of between the wing and corner. She got it all the way to the far elbow. Tried to put up a shot, was blocked. Howell over to Graham, Hayes. Maddie Hayes drives down inside the paint. Shot is no good, but foul on Stoker. And that'll put Maddie Hayes at the free throw line for two.
Stoker's third foul, team's first of the quarter with 6:45 remaining in the game.
First shot falls, and now to check in RJ Wagaman for Kayla Howell.
Kayla Howell getting an ovation as she walks off.
The second from Hayes. Also falls. That one, clean little nothing but net. Maybe hit a touch of the back iron there. Puts
Hayes
it to 32-30 as Titus walks up to the top of the key. Kicked over to Stedman at the far wing. Stedman gets it over to Maynard at the top of the key. Maynard dribbles it a bit to the right side, then walks back. Titus now takes the handoff and sets up just beyond the half-court logo. Stedman gets it from Titus. Titus gets it right back at the near wing. Walks over to the top of the key. Open corner three look. Decides not to take it. This Maynard tries to get it down low again, and it's stolen. Taylor Graham drives, takes it up, and two at the line. Fouled was Allison Smith.
Just not able to get our hands up in time was Titus.
She was falling back too, so she was trying to get her hands down, and that's what caused it. She couldn't keep her hands straight up just based on her positioning there. And Allison Smith will take two at the line, try and expand this to a two-possession lead. She can't do so, however, as the first one doesn't fall. Can only make it a three-point game now.
Titus now has three fouls. Her team with two. Got to watch the fouls, especially in that fourth quarter. That's when we see the bonuses play the most effect.
As the second one also doesn't fall, so it remains a two-point game as Titus puts the layup, gets it to go, and one opportunity here as RJ Wagaman gets called for the shooting foul.
Yeah, Titus looking really, really quick on her feet. She had a one-on-four there, didn't fear her, obviously went up, got a clean shot off. So Allison Munson will check in for the other Allison Smith as Titus goes for a line for the and-one opportunity.
RJ Wagaman just not able to get her feet set there, and that's what calls the foul. The and-one falls for Titus. Now has 12 in the game, ties with Stedman. as now a pass is blocked. Graham tried to get it over to Maddie Hayes, but it was almost kicked like a goalie save there by Titus. And tripping is... That was Taylor Graham trying to drive baseline. A block foul is called.
That's Stedman's four and the third of the quarter for the team as she'll head out pending foul trouble.
Zach Darling, the head coach, asking the official the call, says that their player was sliding as Madison Munson got an instant pass in the paint, tried to put up a shot, doesn't get it to fall. It's now still remains a 1-point lead for the guests. Shot is blocked on baseline. That was a shot attempt by Bryn Butler. Couldn't get it to fall. As now Taylor Graham will drive down into the paint. Doesn't get it to fall. Arrows rebound by Allison Munson. Gets it over to Maddie Hayes. Maddie Hayes gets the layup to go. It's a 1-point lead for the Arrows now with 5:15 to play.
And Madeline Hayes all the way up to a whopping 20 points now to the Arrows 34. Credit for over half tonight. Looking amazing.
As Titus has it at the near wing. Fakes the shot. And sets up at the top of the key now. A pass over to Stickler. Stickler takes it to the top of the key after being at the far wing. Down into the corner, a three from Bryn Butler. In and out, and rebound by Maddie Hayes. Hayes will travel. Picked up that second foot and started to bring it. Tried to kick the pass, but it was too late at that point. As she knew right away what she had done as... That was a great play by Selena Titus there to get in the passing lane. It brought Maddie Hayes to that next step and caused a turnover. As Titus now gets the inbound, passes it down into the mid-range for Butler. Butler gets it again, this time out 3-point line. Titus gets it down low to Stickler. Stickler not able to hold onto it in the paint. Ava McCormick has it, and timeout is called by the Arrows before a jump ball or any other scenario can be called.
Good situational awareness there by Slinger getting the call off. Possession arrow still favoring Lowell too, so you really don't want to lose that as we near the final minutes of this 1-point game.
As this would be a good time to thank WRWW underwriters and sponsors. Thank you to Riverside Dentistry, Green Ridge Realty, PFCU, Mercantile Bank, Camara Design, and Canfield Plumbing and Heating. Thank you for sponsoring WRWW.
As the 30-second timeout comes to an end, with 4:25 to play in this one, it's a 1-point lead for the Arrows, 34-33, set to inbound RJ Wagman to Taylor Graham. As the fouls, one for the Arrows, three for the Wildcats of Jenison. As Ava McCormick gets it on the far wing.
Interesting choice there by Titus trying to block with her foot, as that would have been a violation had it did touch her foot.
And the shot attempt by Maddie Hayes misses short. Rebound, Selena Titus. Titus drives down into the paint, kicks it out for three. The shot from Bryn Butler goes. It's now a 2-point lead for Jenison with 3:54 to go. RJ Wagman gets the inbound from Taylor Graham, as she sets up at the near wing. This time Maddie Hayes gets it, goes right to where RJ Wagman was, and then goes into the paint, puts up an underhand layup, doesn't get it to go, and the rebound is called, is the Arrows, but a whistle is blown before the shot. Foul on Jenison. That is the fourth of Bryn Butler, the team's fourth. So now Bryn Butler, who just made that three-pointer, has to come out of the game for foul trouble.
Two players now for Jenison, Stoker, and Butler now with four fouls each.
As Taylor Graham inbound, Allison Munson not able to get the layup to go inside the paint. A little two-foot layup in and out as now Spencer Titus, or Selena Titus, gets the shot, but timeout was called before the shot went up. So it'll be a full 1-minute timeout here as it's a two-point lead for Jennison. They're going to start trying to drain that clock here for the Arrows, force them to start taking fouls and make this a two-possession game, because any bucket besides one free throw made makes this a two-possession game.
Following the OK Conference realignment this past summer, Jennison currently playing in the OK Green Conference, in which they sit tied with Muskegon for third place. So far, no conference games have been played, which is normal. Normally, they'll pick up after the holiday seasonal tournaments in that first week or two of January. Meanwhile, Lowell, after leaving the OK Conference due to the realignment, and going, they went off and created their own conference with six other teams. Now, Lowell now playing in the River City Alliance, where they sit fourth, sitting behind the 2-1 Kenawha Hill Knights.
Yeah, that travel would have been a tough one for basketball, going to Muskegon every Tuesday and Friday night.
Yeah, three Muskegon teams, and getting home late nights on Tuesday nights.
As now, inbound from Stedman goes to Stickler. Stickler gives it right back to Stedman, and Stedman gives it to Selena Titus. And now Titus, once again, like I said, holding onto the ball. There's no need for her to move. Now she has to, as Taylor Graham comes up closer and guards it. A pass down in the paint gets tipped, but over right to Rudy Maynard. Maynard got it over to Stickler. Stickler had a wide open layup. It's a two-possession game. Four-point lead for Jennison with under 3 minutes to play. And now Taylor Graham gets it tipped away. She gets it right back, though, and passes it to Allison Munson. Allison Munson's layup is long. Gets her own rebound and misses again off the front iron. And this time Selena Titus gets the rebound and sets up just before the half-court line and now gets over and has to dribble out this time. This time it is quickly passed out, though. Rudy Maynard gets it and then gives it right over to Stedman. Stedman gives it back to Selena Titus, and Titus holds onto it and now dribbles down into the paint, down to the block, sets up at the baseline, kicks it out to Stedman. Stedman over to Maynard for three. It misses long, and RJ Wagaman gets the rebound. 2:10 to play now in the fourth quarter. Two-possession lead for Jennison, and now Taylor Graham has it at the far wing. A pass over to Maddie Hayes is kept alive by Hayes, but then sent out of bounds. No one at the near corner. It'll be Jennison ball with 2:02 to play. A four-point lead. They're going to try and drain as much clock as possible. And now calling for the full-court press here is Slanger. Stedman gets it from Titus after the full-court press is applied. And now Stedman passes it over to Maynard. Maynard at the near wing drives down into the paint, passes it over to DeLayan. And DeLayan not able to catch that pass, though, and it goes out of bounds at the near wing. It'll be Arrows ball. A minute 38 to play as 38-34, Jennison lead. Checking in for RJ Wagaman will be Ava McCormick. And now, also set to check in, Bryn Butler checks in for Kendall DeLayan. As Taylor Graham takes this one. And a travel is called as Taylor Graham walks before passing it. And it'll be a full court press here from the Arrows. And set to inbound, Bryn Butler. This one is going to be inbounded over to Reese Stedman, but it's tipped out of bounds by Ava McCormick. A minute 32 to play, and it remains Jennison inbounding. This time, Stedman inbounds.
Double teaming Titus.
The pass is sent to Stickler. Stickler gives it back to Stedman. Stedman crosses over the half-court line in time and sends it down into the mid-range territory. Now kicks it back out to the far wing beyond the three-point stripe. Corner three not taken, as now Jennison will take some clock off as Bryn Butler holds onto it. And the foul is called. A minute 10 to go. This one will be on Allison Munson.
Three more fouls to go for Lowell. That's Munson's third.
A quick pass to Titus. Titus down in the paint. Block is called on Layla Risden.
Had her feet set, but then just moved them.
Yeah, Titus able to get around and come back and try and come down low, further down to the baseline. And that's when Layla Risden moved with her, calling the block as now. A inbound will be Maynard, and timeout called by Jennison.
They'll take a full 1 minute timeout with 1:08 remaining in the fourth quarter. Lowell trailing by 4, 38-34.
As the Arrows have 3 fouls, Jennison has 4 with just over 1 minute to play in this one. Arrows trail by 4, looking to get points at some point here, but Jennison with the ball, taking advantage of draining that clock. That's what they've done well. They haven't really taken many shots in these last few possessions, but they haven't needed to with this 2-possession lead.
Yeah. And then early in that second quarter, Lowell looked like they just started to outpace Jennison, and then maybe a little bit earlier in that third quarter, but then Jennison just quickly able to pick it back up, and now they currently sit with that 4-point lead, because Lowell went on that 11 unanswered to tie it up, or to take a 4-point lead, and then Jennison, the moment that happened, took their lead right back. We haven't looked back since.
As now the timeout will officially break here. McCormick, Risden, Graham, Hayes, and Munson for the Arrows. It'll be Maynard, Titus, Stedman, Stickler, and Butler for Jennison, the starters for Jennison, as Titus is fouled by number 22, Maddie Hayes.
Her third, team's fourth. Let's get one more here, send them to the line.
1:03 to go as Stedman inbounds it, and instantly fouled is Bryn Butler. And now they will go to the line to start shooting as Jennison is in the bonus. That's the team's fifth, as fouling was McCormick, her second. So we'll see 2 from the stripe. The first from the charity stripe bounces off the back iron, bounces way up, and then hits the front iron and out. The second one will fall this time, and it is now a 5-point game, and checking in will be Leah Stopker for Bryn Butler, who just made that second free throw. As Taylor Graham inbounds it to Layla Risden, it goes back to Taylor Graham. Titus nearly stole that one, not able to do so, as Taylor Graham sets up 50 seconds to play now. Allison Munson gives it over to Maddie Hayes. Maddie Hayes into the paint and puts up a shot. Not a good look there. She was between 3 and doesn't get it to fall, but Titus got the rebound in the corner, had 3 people there, and trying to chuck it off of Maddie Hayes was Titus. Maddie Hayes able to hold onto it. It got it over to Munson. Munson gets fouled, and now in the bonus are is both teams now after that fifth foul. That is the second foul on Reese Stedman. Munson's first from the line. Hits the left iron and rolls around before falling out.
When they had Titus pinned against that baseline, nice job by Lowell, as they knew probably if they would have laid a hand on her, it probably would have been called a foul due to the situation they're in. So they just kind of got 3 of them to keep her in the corner and just kind of kept off until she went out of bounds.
The second one, good. It's a 4-point game once again, and RJ Wagaman came into the game and is fouls right away on, RJ Wagaman fouls Selena Titus. That is RJ Wagaman's third, and Ava McCormick gets set to check back in as she just checked out on that last little half possession. RJ Wagaman did check in for her after those free throws, as now Selena Titus will shoot 2. The first one falls easily. It's a five-point game again. And McCormick will check in for Wagaman. Looked like they were just doing that for the extra foul there from Wagaman rather than putting that on McCormick, as the second free throw now from Titus also falls. It is now a six-point game. Still two possessions. Both need to be three-pointers, though, as Layla Risden gets it up to Maddie Hayes. Maddie Hayes drives into the paint, spins, and puts up a layup in and out off both irons. And now with 25 to play, Titus will slow it down. And foul attempt by McCormick didn't go. Everyone slowed up, confused. And then finally, foul called with 19.2.
You could hear Slinger shouting foul at the refs as they didn't give it the first time.
Taylor Graham ended up with the foul, her first. As the first free throw falls, it is now a seven-point game and officially a three-possession game with 19.2. RJ Wagaman checks into the game. And Stedman's second misses. And a jump ball will be called. It's possession arrows. But you can hear their coach, Zach Darling, saying, don't foul with them being in the bonus. As now the jump ball possession will be in favor of Jennison. As now Layla Risden gets it on the far wing. 9 seconds to go. A fadeaway put up by Allison Munson doesn't go. Maddie Hayes gets the bucket to go with 4.2 seconds to go. A timeout is called. 22 points for number 22. Maddie Hayes has over half the points for the Arrows, and she's the leader in points for the game.
Bull's going to have to pull some sort of miracle here.
A full timeout taken. It's a five-point game. Jennison leads with 4 seconds to go. You're going to have to foul here if you don't get this inbound, and then that can put it right back to a seven-point game after you just did all that work, drained 15 seconds to get that bucket of your own. So this one's going to have to be quick to get this these points right back.
And as we near the end of the game, Maddie Hayes, as we see once again, helped carry this team throughout the games, putting up over 20 points once again, as she's been a dominant player throughout this season, this early season so far. And hopefully she continues with that. As Maddie Hayes, only a sophomore, so she's after this year, she's got two more years to continue to develop too, and she could be a major threat senior year.
As now the full court press is set up, and it's a pass to Stedman, instantly fouled by Taylor Graham, another sophomore who starts for the Arrows with 3.1 to go. If you're Jennison, do you make the first and then miss the second, drain more clock off? First one is missed by Stedman. Reese Stedman gets the ball back for her second. This one's good, so does the opposite of what I said, as now the clock starts to run. 3, 2, 1, and time, as Layla Risden runs up at the court. It'll be a final score of a six-point game. Jennison comes out on top 43-37 over the Lowell Red Arrows.